Lesson 5F.
Love is in the air. When John Paul Young sang his disco classic, Love is in the Air, he probably wasn't thinking about how human beings release smells into the atmosphere to attract potential mates. However, the success of this song in the 1990s coincided with an increasing interest from the scientific community in discovering why people fall in love. For centuries, poets, artists, and musicians had tried to provide the answers, but now it was time for scientists to have their say. The first scientists to investigate love in depth were sociologists, and they quickly destroyed the common belief that people fall in love with each other because of destiny. They discovered that reality was much less romantic. In 2005, sociologists Christine R. Schwartz and Robert D. Mayer presented a paper on their extensive study of couples who had married between 1940 and 2005 that showed that people very rarely marry someone who has a different level of education from theirs. Neither, according to research by other academics, do we fall for people from different socio-economic backgrounds, nor with different beliefs. Sociologists concluded that we want to go out with people who are just like us. However, you can walk into a room full of people with the same background as you, with the same level of education, intelligence, and looks as you, and you are unlikely to fall in love with any of them. As a result, scientists suspected that there must be more to falling in love than just having a lot in common with someone. Their suspicions were confirmed when in 1995 a Swiss scientist presented proof to the world – a sweaty T-shirt. Klaus Wedekind was a zoologist at the University of Bern in Switzerland, and he was studying how fish chose their mates. Since the 1970s, scientists had known that animals and humans used their sense of smell to detect a group of genes known as MHC in potential mates. These genes are a very important part of our immune systems, and all animals want mates with very different MHC genes because that means they will produce strong offspring that can resist disease. MHC genes are also important because they control the acceptance or rejection of transplanted organs. Wedekind suspected that all animals had a preference for certain signals and smells, but he had a problem. Fish can't talk. So, in a reversal of the normal laboratory situation, human beings became the guinea pigs for research that would help scientists understand animals better. For the study, Wedekind recruited 49 women and 44 men, who all had a wide range of different MHC genes. Then, on a Sunday morning, he gave the men a clean T-shirt and instructed them to wear it for the following 2 days and nights. The men weren't allowed to use either deodorant or perfumed soaps during that time. On the following Tuesday, the men handed in their sweaty T-shirts, and Wedekind put each one in a box with a small hole in the top for the women to smell the T-shirt through. He then presented each woman with a set of 7 boxes. In 3 of the boxes, there were T-shirts from men that had similar MHC genes to the woman's, and in 3 others, there were T-shirts from men with different MHC genes. In the 7th box, he put a clean T-shirt. The next step was to ask the women to say which T-shirts had a pleasant smell and which hadn't. And nearly all of them preferred the scent of men with different MHC genes to theirs. In fact, some of the women even commented that the smells reminded them of their own boyfriends. Wedekind's experiment demonstrated that humans, and therefore possibly other animals, detect a perfect mate by being attracted to their smell. Since then, research into the importance of smell in human relationships has increased, and further investigations have supported his findings. The now famous sweaty T-shirt experiment has also inspired a new kind of social event in Los Angeles that supposedly helps people find others that are attracted to them without the bother of having to flatter or flirt. Smelly T-shirt parties. Guests take a T-shirt that they have worn for 3 days to a club, put it in a plastic bag, and then let other people smell it. The hope is that someone will like your scent and it will be the beginning of a beautiful relationship. What could be more romantic than that?